Performance USA, the greatest entertainers in America, is requested by you, the men and women in the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week, till you're back from over there. Well, here we go again, gang, with another armful of commands about to be performed as per your requests to Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. And acting as your mistress of ceremonies is an armful if there ever was one. The gal you guys just can't seem to get enough of, Miss Jenny Sims.
Thank you, Ken Carpenter, and I'd like to say hello again to all of you from Berlin to Tokyo with a song. And so, with the help of the sportsman, here it is. If you ain't wrong, you're right. If it ain't dark, it's light. If you ain't sure, you might. Gotta be this or that. If it ain't full, it's blank. If you don't spend, you bang. If it ain't big, it's frank. Gotta be this or that. Who can it be if it ain't me? I know it's not your brother. Can't you see it's gotta be one way or another? Tell me what I must know. If you don't lie, I'll go. If it ain't yes, it's no. Gotta be this or that.
Baby, if it ain't you, I don't know who.
I know it's not your brother. Can't you see it's gotta be one way or another?
Tell me what I must know. If you don't like, I'll go.
If it ain't yes, it's no. Gotta be vice or verse.
Oh, baby, you had no choice. Cause it's gotta be this or that.
Seems that we've had quite a few requests recently asking for more spirituals. And a request, being a command around here, that's exactly what you're going to hear next. And when you say spirituals, you immediately think of the four boys who give them the interpretations you all know and love. Singing, I've Got a Home in That Rock, here are the Charioteers. Here they are.
Don't you Thank you, Charioteers. It was really wonderful. And now it's our pleasure to reintroduce to you an old friend, a boy you all remember with pleasure as one of the brightest stars on the Jack Benny Show, Ensign Dennis Day of United States Navy.
Thank you, Miss Sims. Hiya, gang.
Well, Dennis, do you think that you'll go back to working for Jack Benny again after you leave the Navy?
Gee, I don't know, Miss Sims. I'm kind of used to this Navy pay now. I wouldn't want to take a cut.
I don't blame you. Well, Dennis, I understand you're on leave right now. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm in Hollywood doing the town. You know, the usual things sailors go in for. Museums, art galleries, the flower
show. Is that all?
Oh, no. I went to a football game, too. The three of us had a great time.
What do you mean, the three of you?
Yeah, me, my girl, and the fellow I brought along for her.
You brought a fellow along for your girl?
She makes me. She's boy crazy.
Obviously.
Oh, he wasn't much of a fellow, though. A little on the dumb side.
Dumb side?
Yeah, he spends $4.40 to see a football game and then spends the whole afternoon hugging and kissing my girl.
What were you doing all the time?
Oh, I was hollering a play-by-play account of the game into his free ear. I didn't want him to miss anything.
No, naturally not.
That's right. After all, those guys out on the football field were making all kinds of passes, and what was he doing?
The same, I'd say. Well, Dennis, maybe you'd better sing for us at this point. What do you say?
Why, sure, I'd love to. I have a special arrangement right here, and I think a very beautiful one, by Seaman First Class George Dooning, of the very popular If I Loved You.
Again, I would try to say, but I want you to know. If I loved you, words wouldn't come in an easy way. Round in circles I go.
Thank you, Dennis Day. Well, brace yourself, fellas, because the Command Performance mailbag this week revealed for the first time a real honest-to-goodness threat. It seems that four cats somewhere in Germany, named Doggy Gray, Blue Nose Hennessy, Fender Head Ford, and Stew, say that they positively will never listen to another command again unless we answer their request for a certain song. Well, ever anxious to keep our Crosley right up to its usual mark, we're going to let them have it right now. Here once again are the Charioteers singing their version of the tune they asked for. It's Caledonia.
Well, I'm walking with my baby. She's got great big feet, long, lean, and lanky. Ain't had nothing to eat, but I love her.
Love her.
Now all the boys down on the block told me to leave old Caledonia alone. Say, that gal ain't no good. She's evil, and she's a juice head besides. She'll drink up a whole lot of sneaky peat and want to cut up all your clothes. You wake up in the morning as she is standing over you with a pan of hot grease, trying to pour it in your ear or something.
Do it every time.
Caledonia, Caledonia, what makes your big head so hard?
Reiterate, I love you. Cause Caledonia is your name.
That was really swell. Our next guest on Command Performance is one I think that you'll recognize the instant you hear the first golden notes of his glorious voice. Anyway, let's see.
Just heard from the clarinet. You've got to start off each day with a song. Now, even when things go wrong, why, you feel better, you'll even look better. Mammy's little baby loves one meatball. Mammy's little baby loves one meatball.
Wait a minute, hold it. Don't you mean Mammy's little baby loves shortening bread?
Sorry, Ken, you get no shortening bread with one meatball. But, howsoever the less, I'm glad to see you, Ken. I've got a date tonight, and I'd like to borrow your car.
Well, you're more than welcome to it, Jimmy, but I think I ought to warn you, there's no gas in the car.
So what? Who wants to drive? I love that kind of carrying on.
Now, look, Jimmy, isn't it about time you stopped fooling around with women and settled down to your career? You'd rather work hard than go out with girls, wouldn't you?
How could anyone look so intelligent and talk so stupid? Usher, stand erect. Add a little class to the journey. But going from the ridiculous to MGM, what a time I had at the premiere of my last picture. All night long, I rubbed elbows with Clark Gable, Jose Iturbe, Melchior, Van Johnson, and everybody.
Jimmy, you rubbed elbows with all those celebrities?
I had to. They wouldn't shake hands with me. That's the conditions that prevail.
Jimmy, I'll never forget that dressing room you had while you were working on that picture. Every time I walked in, a loose board swung up and hit me in the face.
I didn't mind getting hit in the face going in. It was the going out that bothered me.
But, Ken, that's all water under the knee.
Yeah.
You know, this week... the picture was shown to servicemen all over the world.
How'd they like you?
I hate to brag, but I was awarded the Army and Navy O for oblivion.
The phone, Jimmy.
Hello? No, absolutely not. No. Not a chance. Unequivocally no and positively no. No, finally and definitely no. N-O, no.
Who was it, Jimmy?
Hedy Lamarr. But that is neither Tom, Dick, nor Harry James. What an experience I just had redecorating my apartment, Ken.
That I can imagine. After all, Jimmy, you know absolutely nothing about interior decorating.
That's a slur. Beneath this inferior exterior lies a superior interior decorator. But let me tell you something, Ken. Let me tell you what happened in my apartment. You know, the apartments in my building are all furnished the same. So after getting a few ideas from a copy of Field and Stream, I decided to completely rearrange my furniture. In my living room, I have a Morris chair with an antimacassar that I got from my Aunt Matilda, a bird's eye maple desk, a drunken fife hat rack, an overstuffed untable, an understuffed sofa, a tall chest of drawers.
Hi, boy.
Hi, Ken. And a lovely love seat that I love to make love on. Just thinking about all that moving makes me so fatigued, I gotta relax, so I sits down in my chair with the petty point seat. But I jumps right up again. One of those petties was pointier than I thought. Nevertheless, I switches the Morris chair with the love seat, the understuffed sofa with the bird's eye maple desk, the overstuffed end table, and the drunken fife hat rack. And under the arch, I places the tall chest of drawers.
Hi, boy.
Hi, Ken. Now my interior is decorated in true Durante style. I looks around the room, and what do you know? My bird's eye desk is now cockeyed maple. It got too close to the drunken fife. So once again, I drags the Morris chair to the understuffed sofa and drags the understuffed sofa to the tall chest of drawers.
Hi, boy.
Hi, Ken. And I drags the tall chest of drawers to the cockeyed maple desk. Drags the cockeyed maple desk to the understuffed sofa and drags the overstuffed untable to the drunken fife hat rack. By this time, my furniture isn't the only thing that's dragging. Everything is in place except one piece of furniture, the tall chest of drawers.
Hi, boy.
Hi, Ken. So I picks it up, places it on my back, starts across the room, and bang, I trips over my hooked rug. I never should have hooked it in the first place. Down I go and down crashes the tall chest of drawers.
Hi, boy.
No, it's now two low boys.
Low boy?
Low, Ken. Just then the door opens and who walks in? My downstairs neighbor, Mr. Pasternak. He takes one look at the broken furniture and then gives me a nose to match. Burning up, I says, how dare you strike me in my apartment? He says, your apartment? This is mine. You live in the apartment upstairs. Now you know that you can't go wrong. Now you can start off each day with a song.
Well, while we're waiting for Jimmy to return from rearranging the furniture in his own apartment, let's take advantage of the peace and quiet and turn to something you've all been waiting for. To wit, another song from Miss Sims. Jenny, how about it?
All right, Ken. It's Captain Schumann and the ARFS Orchestra. That's right. We'll string along, will you? Well, here's one of my current favorites, and I hope it's one of yours.
Just kiss me once, kiss me twice, kiss me once again. It's been a long, long time. Haven't felt like this, my dear, since can't remember when. It's been a long, long time. You never know how many dreams I dreamed about you, or just how empty they all seemed without you. Kiss me once, kiss me twice, kiss me once again. It's been a long, long time. Kiss me once then, kiss me twice then, kiss me once again. It's been a long, long time. Haven't felt like this, my dear, since can't remember when. It's been a long, long time. You never know just how empty they all seemed without you. So kiss me once, kiss me twice, kiss me once again. It's been a
I thank you, Miss Sims. That was adequate at the very least, also at the very most. And that is high praise indeed coming from me, a man with such musical nomenclature as I. Don't think I don't know what I'm talking about.
Well, Jimmy, do you really know so much about music?
Naturally, I attended the best conservatory of music.
Juilliard Foundation?
I wouldn't feel dressed without one. Why, I've been voted a genius. I mean in the way of musical progress.
That's what I've been thinking.
What's that?
That you're in the way of musical progress.
Thank you, Miss Sims. Thank you. I'm glad you recognize my ability. But for that matter, everyone does. Why, without me, Beethoven don't give a beat. Wagner don't give a wag, and Damrosch wouldn't... Well, you get the idea.
Hey, Jimmy, tell me, just what have you contributed to the field of music?
Why, just the other day I made a discovery that will rock the world.
Let's hear about it.
I was sitting at my piano the other day, but my mind was ill at ease. They were coming to take it away that afternoon. I was all by myself in a mellow mood, improvising symphonies. My right hand was playing Mozart's Minuet, and at the same time my left hand was playing Have a Banana from Carmen, and at the same time my mouth was whistling a sextet from Luigini's. And while all this was going on, what do you think my foot was doing? While keeping time, it was cracking walnuts. You see, I had to eat too. And in the midst of my soliloquy, a strange feeling came over me. Why? Because, ladies and gentlemen, I found it. I found it. The lost chord. That's it. The lost chord. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. I found the chord. Go out and find your own chord. So let's celebrate. I'm feeling great. I'm the guy that found the lost chord. That's it. I'll have my name in the Hall of Fame, 'cause I just went and found the lost chord. It hasn't changed. Looking back, I observed Tchaikovsky wasn't recognized for 200 years. Brahms wasn't recognized for 300 years. Beethoven wasn't recognized for 400 years. I can't wait that long. I've only got 2 changes of clothes. So let's celebrate. I'm feeling great. I'm the guy that found the lost chord. You know, it wasn't easy finding that lost chord. Working in my attic, I didn't sleep for days and days. I'd have been in terrible shape if I hadn't slept nights. Ladies and gentlemen, how I struggled. I worked my brain to the bone. First I put an A flat with a B minor. Then I put a B minor with an F major. Then I put an F major with a B minor. Then I tried an A and a B and a B and a G and a G and an E and a D and an E and a B and a G and a D and an E and a B and a G. What a piano, no apostrophes. People said I was mad. But that didn't discourage me. They said Mozart was mad. They said Puccini was mad. They said Louis was mad.
Who was Louis?
My uncle, he was mad. Soon my efforts bore fruit and I found it. The lost chord. Music lovers, do you realize what you're hearing? I'll play it again. What happened to it? That ain't the chord. Neither is that. Neither is that. Neither is that. I've lost a chord, a catastrophe. Call out the cops. Call out the Marines. Call out the Air Corps.
Call for Philip Morris.
Philip Morris, everybody wants to get into the act. Ladies and gentlemen, I lost a chord. I'm going to sit down on the piano of this keyboard until the chord is returned. That's it, the lost chord. I found it by sitting on the piano keyboard. Very strange, I usually play by ear.
Well, gang, that about snaps the lid on another get-together called Command Performance. Keep a sharp ear pointed in our direction for more of the same next week. Until then, this is Jenny Sims saying lots of love and hurry home.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.